them in their world, even when they are a world away at work. ABC's Karen Chase on how to stay connected in real time.
Michelle, it's been said that it takes a village to raise a child, and a growing body of evidence supports that, showing parental involvement is critical in the success of a child at school. But in today's busy world, with both parents working and children hurtling in every other direction, how can we keep everyone connected? Of course, there's an app for that. In fact, there are a few. One of them is Remind.
So Remind is a communication product that makes it incredibly simple for teachers to safely reach students and parents on a mobile phone.
Co-founder Brett Koff says he saw a need and had a dream.
If we could figure out a way to increase parental engagement, so if mom and dad know what's going on in their kids' education twice a week versus once a year, and if we could help make teachers better by first making them more efficient at really big scale, it can have a very big impact on the education system.
He points out kids text each other all the time. So why hasn't anyone thought of connecting kids, their parents, and their teachers in real time?
We live in a day where you can click a button and have a cab delivered to your door in 3 minutes or order a pizza. But if the student is failing an exam or not doing well in a class, parents don't understand or know that, and they want to, but they just don't have an easy way to have access to talk to that teacher.
Koff says now they do. Signing up is easy, fast, and free, and opens up an instant, direct line of communication between teachers, students, and parents.
Teachers can sign up in seconds and start messaging their students or parents about motivational messages or real-time quizzing or reminders.
The messages arrive in private, protected text messages or push notices, and no phone numbers are ever divulged. And Remind's uses are as unlimited as your imagination. From a teacher sending a student academic accolades for a great classroom presentation to a simple logistics message on a sporting event.
Or a coach would use it to message parents and say, there's really bad weather, we're moving from the outside field to inside. Or maybe there's a payment update where a teacher is sending a message to a third grade parent saying, you owe $35 for the field trip next week.
And he says in low income regions, it can be a great equalizer.
I had a teacher tell me that one of our teachers in New Orleans in a Title I school who told me that before using Remind, only 10 out of 24 parents showed up to parent-teacher conferences. And since he started using it, 21 out of 24 showed up. And when he said why, they all said Remind, Remind, Remind.
Koff says he was inspired to create the app by his own learning disability and his need for a strong support system. Other apps that connect students and teachers include Class Messenger, that not only allows direct messaging, but can also let teachers create a class group similar to Circle, create and share documents on the cloud, video chat, and find assignment deadlines. The National Coalition for Parent Involvement in Education says when schools and families work together to support learning, students do better in school and in life. Parents become empowered, teacher morale improves, schools get better, and communities grow stronger.
We're just getting started. Coming up, how to shop for clothing and school supplies without breaking the bank, and tips for decorating that college dorm after this.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It's a great time to update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. Right now, at Metro Lighting, save on all lighting from Feiss. Whether you're lighting your entire dream home or just need a new lamp, Feiss offers distinctive selections for every style and budget. It's a great time to update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
If you've dreamed about transforming your home, nothing makes a bigger impact than new Marvin Windows and Doors. Choose from beautiful handcrafted solutions that both inspire and excite. Windows that frame more than a view. Patio doors that blur the line between inside and out. Energy-efficient options that enhance your comfort. Small details that make a big difference. Marvin is a family-owned American company with a heritage of craftsmanship and innovative products that make unforgettable impressions. Choose from Marvin's virtually unlimited selection of styles, shapes, and sizes. Your local independent Marvin dealer is the window and door expert that will help you explore all the possibilities so you can bring your vision to life. Dream big. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Find inspiration at Fisher Window and Door, your local Marvin dealer in Brentwood, or at fisherwindow.com, and find the perfect solution for your project. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
There's a big red barn where you say free. Norm's Barn and Barn. On discount windows, doors, and things. Norm's Barn and Barn.
Hi, I'm Norm Wilkie. Come see my new selection of Amish cabinetry made by my good Amish friends at Countrywood Products. We now stock five styles of cabinetry for you to choose from.
When you need to save on discount windows, doors, and cabinetry, come to Norm's Bargain Barn. With locations in Shiloh and Fenton at the bottom of Graboy Bluffs, visit normsbargainbarn.com.
That's normsbargainbarn.com.
Free concerts, free fireworks, and more at Celebrate St. Peter's Friday and Saturday, September 18th and 19th at 370 Lakeside Park. KTRS presents Rogers and Neenhouse, followed by Poco on Friday night starting at 7. On Saturday night, it's Firefall, followed by Burton Cummings. Plus, there'll be carnival rides, food, kids' activities, free parking at Shuttles, too, at Celebrate St. Peter's Friday and Saturday, September 18th and 19th at 370 Lakeside Park. Check it all out at stpetersmo.net.
His name has been synonymous with romance for more than five decades. Johnny Mathis, the timeless hitmaker. Saturday, September 19th at the Fabulous Fox. Get info and buy Johnny's latest albums at johnnymathis.com. Get reserved seats in the Fox box on MetroTix.com or call 314-534-1111. Produced by Fox Concerts.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Weather can cause some serious damage, and it's worse if your insurance doesn't cover it. Farmers is out to teach people about the insurance gaps so no one falls victim to them again. Talk to a Farmers agent today.
Welcome back to ABC Radio's Back to School Survival Guide. Once again, here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Back-to-school shopping is a little like the holiday rush. The hunt for bargains is on, and kids have their hot list of the must-haves when it comes to clothes, computers, and gadgets. But all those items add up quickly this time of year and can take a chunk out of your wallet. According to Rubicon Project's Consumer Pulse Survey, the average family is expected to spend nearly $900 on back to school this year. Tack on several hundred more if you have a college student.
Back to school is one of the biggest shopping periods of the year. Retailers know that they can count on consumers spending their dollars.
Unless you're Joni Deemer. They don't call her the crazy coupon lady for nothing.
Many families are actually putting it on credit, which of course is a terrible idea. And so that's kind of where the crazy coupon lady comes in with all of the strategies of how you can cut that number. I mean, I feel like we can cut that number down to about under $100.
She's turned shopping into the art of a deal. This isn't your grandmother's coupon shopping. Her website bundles discounts from nearly every retailer around the clock and shows consumers how to get more bang for their buck. by stacking coupons.
We're actually taking those codes, telling you where to use them on what products. And that's how you, you know, instead of just getting 20, 30% off, that's how you're getting 60, 70, 80% off. The secret is that many retailers actually allow you to stack coupons. For example, Kohl's.com allows you to use 4 coupon codes at a time. So it's really about just being, you know, knowing that there's that savings potential there and not just accepting the price on the item.
Paper coupon clipping has morphed into an online and mobile treasure trove for shoppers willing to master it. According to Nielsen, the majority of people using mobile coupons get them directly from the stores they use. A third of users go to websites offering a variety of retailer deals. The best tip, sign up for your favorite stores and social media pages to get direct discounts in your neighborhood.
If you love to shop at Old Navy and you know you're going to do all your back-to-school shopping for 4 kids there, so you're going to spend a little bit of money, it actually may be worth buying a discounted gift card.
Retailers reward brand loyalty and many offer discount cards for returning customers. Joni says take advantage of those cards and the price that you pay that day may not be the last discount you receive. Keep your receipt.
Almost all retailers are offering a 7 to 14 day grace period. And if the price of the item you purchase drops, they'll actually refund you the difference. It's called a price adjustment.
But don't stop there. We never go out of style. You can still go for style and save. For the best deals on clothes, buy for the season that is already discounted.
The best time to shop for summer clothes is in September, and the best time to shop for winter clothes, like coats especially, is in February.
And consider dollar and other discount stores for back-to-school supplies.
The strategies that I use to save, this is the list where I can save 90%. That's not an exaggeration, and the reason I can save so much is by shopping at multiple stores and taking advantage of what are called loss leaders.
Technology is your friend. Before you leave the house, do your homework, and when you're out, arm yourself with a high-tech shopping buddy. Joni likes a smartphone app called Slice that keeps track of prices in real time and compares it to other stores.
Like Slice and Apple, and they actually will track the price of the items and alert you if it drops so you know when to ask for that adjustment. It's amazing.
Online retail giant Amazon is also hard to beat with a price matching feature you can use when shopping at brick and mortar shops to get the best deals on supplies and those big items like laptops.
Amazon is getting so good at what they're doing that they're forcing these big box retailers to match their prices to attempt to compete.
The company also competing with grocery stores and Costco. Joni says her biggest challenge was saving on food for school lunches. This year, she's finally seeing those dollar signs work in her favor.
The secret is I'm taking advantage of Amazon's Subscribe and Save program. Now, multiple retailers, including Target, have programs like this.
Joni says many people used to have a stigma clipping coupons, but now with digital deals, social media, and price tracking apps, there's no reason to sit it out.
There is a lot of money to be saved, literally hundreds of dollars, by kind of, you know, becoming a conscious shopper and not just wait until the last minute.
Extra savings you can take to the bank.
This is the time to remember.
Those high school graduates of summer suddenly have turned into undergrads at college. Packing up the car and drop-offs have begun around the country. An emotional time for families seeing a child leave home for the first time, mixed with the excitement and chaos of creating a new home on campus. ABC's Daria Albinger with tips on how to live large in a dorm.
Michelle, as much as I hate to admit, it's been a long time since I was in college, but I'm about to get an education on what students are doing to their dorms these days. You see, my niece is headed to school not far from where I live in New Jersey, and since her parents are in another state, my husband and I have volunteered to get her settled in a new place. So I got some expert advice from ABC News lifestyle editor Genevieve Shaw Brown, who told me before we spend $1, we should talk to our roommates and decide who's bringing what to avoid duplication. Then, she says, we should put storage at the top of our to-buy list.
Definitely. And you want to have an idea of what the room looks like and how much, for example, how much distance you have between your bed and the floor. Things like that, that you can really maximize every single available inch of space. And a store like the Container Store, actually, is a perfect place because as long as you know what's going to fit, they've got the item that's going to work for you.
And once you've got that out of the way, spend a little time on a site like Pinterest and consider other parts of the room.
Now you want to think about that bed, the all-important bed. a headboard. They're pretty cheap online if you want to just buy one, but you can actually make one and it instantly warms up an otherwise cold dorm room. And this is where that Pinterest stuff comes in pretty well, because you can get a lot of really good ideas.
Speaking of warming up a room, a lot of dorms are painted in a comforting shade of institutional gray, but that's easily remedied.
Another one, stick-on wallpaper. There's probably going to be a no-painting room in the kids' dorm rooms. You know, there's a lot of rules about even about, you know, using text in the wall and all sorts of things. So you don't want to live with those boring walls, though. So you might want to do stick-on wallpaper. It peels off easily after the year's over, and you can toss it in the garbage. Chasing Paper has a great selection of designs. And if you want something that's not quite wallpaper, maybe like a big decal or a piece of art that you can stick on the wall, dormco.com. Really cheap, super easy. You're going to brighten up that room in a flash.
And don't forget the floor.
You want to make sure that it feels cozy and welcoming. And in the era of Pinterest, you know, a bed in a bag and a poster of John Belushi on the wall is not going to cut it anymore. So here's some tips for decorating a dorm room. Area rugs. These are a great way to warm up a room really easily. Now, college kids, however, they are not known for their cleanliness. So you want to make sure you get one that doesn't easily show dirt, or one that can actually be cleaned. And there's a new rug on the market, and I have this in my home, actually. It's called Ruggable, and it can actually be detached from its back so that you can throw it in the washing machine.
And don't forget the finishing touches, starting with one that you might not have thought of.
Colored tape. Like washi tape, really useful because it's obviously super, super cheap. It's just like painting tape. And you can use it to line the edges of otherwise boring white utility shelves. You can just stick it on, you peel it right off, and it gives a really nice little touch to the room. And then finally, you have got to give your kid photos. Photos, photos, photos. No doubt your college kid has tons of photos stored in their phone, but this is the time to actually print out a few and make a collage. And in this situation, you just want to think about space, avoid individual frames because they can take up a lot of room in an already crowded area.
Easy peasy. Alyssa gets a homey dorm room, and more importantly, I get to keep my reputation as the cool aunt.
Coming up, whether your child is heading off to a new school or if you're an adult returning to class after years in the workforce, we'll ask the experts for advice on easing the transition. Stay with us.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO. 877-25-RHINO. Or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Don't paint, don't rhino. Go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
It's the end of summer.
Aww.
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center End of Summer Clearance Sale.
Yay!
Where all patio furniture is up to 50% off. And there's still plenty of time to use your new patio furniture, along with a new grill from the large selection of grills at Suburban Leisure Center, just in time for football season and the beginning of fall. If firing up the barbecue grill and relaxing in your yard is your definition of leisure, then you should make Suburban Leisure Center your ultimate destination, especially now, so you can take advantage of Suburban Leisure Center's clearance sale. You can get what you need to have a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands and gas grills from Broil King, Green Mountain, Sapphire, and Vision. Basically, everything you need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. It's barbecues and more, and patio furniture galore at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Kitchen and bath renovations can be very time-consuming and expensive, but they don't have to be. The team at Cabinets Flooring and More can make the process of designing, choosing, and finishing your remodeling project affordable and worry-free. They have certified interior designers on staff and their own installation crews, not subcontractors, to make your project a reality. Visit their massive warehouse showroom on Manchester Road near Hampton today, or visit them online at cabinetsflooringandmore.com. Cabinets Flooring and More. Quality products at unbelievable prices.
There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one.
The minute you walk into Sauce on the Side, you know it's special, unique, especially their 15 different calzones, such as the Meet Me in St. Louis, spelled M-E-A-T. Others include the Duke, Fatty B, Costanza, and more. Or you can even build your own. At Sauce on the Side, all the ingredients are as fresh as possible, especially their salads. A fun, friendly atmosphere with great food and people await you at Sauce on the Side with two locations, in Clayton and downtown St. Louis.
For four generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large out-of-town conglomerate groups. Local restaurants do business with Kuna, St. Louis's premier local vendor, at kunafoodservice.com.
Buffalo Wild Wings just got more obsessed with beer. They're rolling out specials like the Oktoberfest Beer Cheese Dippers, made with special Sam Adams Oktoberfest Cheddar Dip. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it can be your choice, too. Get yours at your local club warehouse and other fine retailers today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show, Saturday at 3 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time to say so long to the lazy days of summer. And look ahead to the start of a brand new school year. It's ABC Radio's Back to School Survival Guide. Here's your host, ABC News correspondent Michelle Franson.
We all remember that feeling of going to the next grade and sometimes a new school, not knowing what to expect or whether we would see our friends or make new ones.
First day of school, very, very exciting.
As much as things have changed, the pressures of transitioning to a new class are still pretty much the same. ABC's Aaron Kajerski is here to tell us how parents can ease concerns when kids are tackling new turf.
On a summer day like this, when kids seek relief from heat and humidity in the playground sprinklers, it's tough to imagine crisper air, newer clothes, and the shuffling of feet into classrooms. Kathy Morgenstern is imagining.
I can't wait. Really can't wait.
You sound a little bit sarcastic.
I am a little bit sarcastic.
Why is this such an arduous process?
I have three kids, and they're going to two separate schools, so it's hard to piece everything together.
Three kids.
Max, Morgan, and Samantha.
Our youngest is off to third grade. The twins, seventh grade.
Very excited for seventh grade. So I hear seventh grade is a transformative year. And
and you look sad.
And I look really freaked out about it. I am really freaked out about it.
What parent wouldn't be? That's the thing about middle school. Different kids at different levels of development.
Yeah, middle school can be a wonderful age range. It can also be an absolute nightmare.
Dr. Richard Besser is chief health and medical editor here at ABC News.
Think about, have you had conversations with your children about development? One of the things that middle schoolers are wanting to do in a desperate way is to fit in and to be like everybody else. Problem in middle school is there is no just like everybody else because there is such a wide range.
And then I remember going into high school. Not only were the people giant, but the enormity of this is high school and then next is college.
That's something that I think over time has just gotten worse and worse in terms of the pressure that's put on kids. One of the important things that you can do for your kids is to make sure they're getting enough sleep. There's so much data now and so much information on the importance of sleep for mental health, but also for learning. The kid who stays up all night and crams for an exam is not going to be as successful as the one who studies for a couple hours and then sleeps and lets their brain incorporate that knowledge.
Back on the playground, our friend Kathy cannot even think about sleep as she compiles all the stuff her three kids need for school.
Online purchasing, lots of online purchasing. For the little one, it's littler stuff, but it does add up.
She's going into
third grade.
How's she doing?
She's great. We're doing wonderfully. This year's been amazing, actually.
She's ready. What about her daughter?
When you think about what's asked of a child in grade school, they're asked to follow rules. They're asked to follow a schedule, to get along with other children, eat in an unfamiliar setting, maybe to eat food that their parents didn't prepare for them. And each of those things can be a little challenging. So thinking about limits, understand that in school, there's going to be rules that apply across the board.
So you want mom and dad to start mimicking some of what may be going on in a school environment early.
That's a good idea. You know, the first thing as a parent is find out what the school's rules are. What's the day going to be like? Because there's a whole variety of approaches that you'll find in schools. If there's a routine that takes place in the day at school, you can start to familiarize your child with that routine at home, not as something that's a form of punishment, but something that can actually be a fun exercise. That can be something that can ease the transition for a child.
And you're not even talking academics. This is all about environment.
Most of what children learn early on in school has nothing to do with academics. Parents often focus on that. They say, well, when will my child learn the alphabet? When will they learn to read? When will they learn to count? So much of what children are learning early on is socialization. How do you follow rules? How do you get along? There can be real advantage to those children who have had experience doing that before they start kindergarten.
Like so much else, success in school starts at home. Michelle?
Thanks, Aaron. Kids are resilient, and as adults, we learn to adapt, too. Life happens, and sometimes dreams are put on hold. But now, ABC's Ryan Burrow tells us, whether it's signing up for online courses or showing up for classes, older students are taking advantage of ways to keep learning and jumpstart a second career. Ryan?
Michelle, it's not just kids armed with lunchboxes and backpacks heading back to school. For many adults, this time marks the beginning of a new future as they go back to school to finish degrees or finally get that degree.
Out here, most of the classes are either here or across the street.
Rick Reichley is 56 years old, a divorced father of an adult daughter. He's back in the classroom attending DePaul University in Chicago to finish off the bachelor's degree he started 35 years ago. He spent the next 30-plus years bumping around the country with different jobs but no degree.
All the jobs that I had, they were good, but you couldn't go anywhere. And I was never satisfied with what I was doing.
After working a variety of jobs over four decades, Rick had an accident at work.
And I couldn't return to that position anymore. And I just decided, well, you've got to do something. I figure even though I'm 56, I think I still have a good 20 years left of work in me. So I decided to come back to DePaul.
He says he was motivated by the 25-year-old daughter he pushed to get through college.
Yeah, I always felt like a hypocrite telling her, study, get on your grades, because I never finished. I didn't really know what to do. She said you should go back to college.
She became a teacher, and now Dad wants to follow in her footsteps.
My goal now is to finish this bachelor's degree and move immediately into the program to get a master's in educating adults, because I would like to teach.
He says the hardest part of adjusting to college life hasn't been the classes.
No more chalkboards.
Or the technology.
I can't do Twitter or anything like that at all, but somebody's always willing to show me around here.
It was getting over his own personal fears.
You know you're smart enough. You know you can do it. It's just a matter of just overcoming that fear to do it. Because it was something to walk into a class after 35 years, and you look, and I'm always the oldest guy in every class. Even though DePaul's School for New Learning is designed for adults, I'm always the oldest one there. And after about a quarter, it just became second nature.
What was it like the first day back?
Well, walking in, I was nervous, and then the professor kind of engages you to talk about your life history. And I realized that a lot of the life histories of the people that I were with kind of were me 20, 25 years ago, where these are people that were younger and made the decision to come back earlier. And it was good for me because we would get in groups and I could tell them, you're making the right move. I wish I had done it years ago.
And if you're thinking about going back to school to finish a degree or to get that degree you never got,
don't be worried. Walk in. Everybody's nervous when they go to college.
And Michelle, he says most schools do have an adult student counselor you can work with to help you with the transition.
Charting a course in new territory can be daunting, no matter whether you're an adult or child heading back to school. But as you heard, even the smallest changes can offer a huge learning experience.
Still to come, tackling the tough questions. What to do if your child is being bullied either in class or online? Stay with us.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
For over 30 years, Stefaninas has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefaninas one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefaninas is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefaninas. Call your local Stefaninas or Stefaninas Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefaninas.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. And if you want the most out of your home's outdoor space this year, you need to go see my friends at Outdoor Living, Inc. They're at I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. Now, Outdoor Living has a showroom with a wide variety of deck displays, rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. You also need to check out Outdoor Living's complete line of Trex decking, framing, and outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material, and it's built to last with a 25-year warranty. Trex decks are wrapped in the high-performance shell that resists fading, stains, mold, mildew, and weathering. It's where I went for my deck, and now my home is the envy of the neighborhood, if I do say so myself. Outdoor Living on South Holmes near Big Bend and I-44 in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it can be your choice, too. Get yours at your local club warehouse and other fine retailers today.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
We're back with ABC Radio's Back to School Survival Guide. Once again, your host, ABC's Michelle Franton.
Along with reading, writing, and arithmetic, bullying has always been part of the school landscape.
Ugly. Fake. Loser.
Stupid. Jerk. Fat.
No one likes you. You have no life.
ABC's Jim Ryan joins us with tips on how to recognize the signs and protect and empower your child. Jim?
Michelle, it's been true ever since the invention of summer break. Kids would rather be on vacation than in school. But if some children seem to dread going back to class more than others, consider this. Nearly a third of all students ages 12 to 18 experience bullying at school, some almost every day.
If the child tends to be withdrawn or isolated or not too popular or perhaps has some unique feature, those are the children that are likely to be more targeted.
Dr. Alan Kasdan is a professor of child psychology at Yale University and says parents should watch for signs that their children are being bullied.
Is the child anxious about going to school Is the child losing things they're likely to be taken? Does the child have any marks or bruises?
Hi, this is Jamie from Buffalo, New York. Here's a little bit of my story.
14-year-old Jamie Rademeyer was picked on at school almost every day after he started sharing with his friends that he was bisexual.
It bothered me because people would be like, faggot. Then they'd taunt me in the hallways, and people would just constantly send me hate, telling me that gay people go to hell.
Jamie found strength in his friends and his family, and the realization that
I was born this way. They were born this way. And all you have to do is hold your head up and you'll go far. Because that's all you have to do. Just love yourself and you're set.
That sense of self-assuredness can be a powerful weapon against bullies. And it's one that Dr. Alan Kasdan says can be developed with support.
Build some competency in your child whenever you can, in almost any area. One of the arts, one of the sports. And these things build up cohesive relationships, stronger self-esteem, and friends. And those things help reduce the likelihood of bullying or being victimized.
If the schoolyard harassment doesn't let up, it may be time to visit the principal's office.
What does work is going to the school and trying to go with another parent or two and ask them to have a program in the school to control bullying. They're very effective programs, but it's not for the individual child, it's for the school as a whole.
But in the age of the internet and nonstop social media, says Dr. Richard Besser,
realize that bullying can take place not just while they're at school, it can take place at home when they're on their electronics. And the whole area of cyberbullying and messages that may come across to your child on their devices, you want to talk to them about that so that if that's happening, they're going to share that information with you and you can do something about it.
Yale's Dr. Alan Kasdan agrees.
When you cyberbully, you can hide your identity. So you can bully someone and show everyone else in class, and they all join in, and no one knows who really started it. Also, in days of old, one went home and one was safe. And of course, cyberbullying is 24/7.
I spoke up about the bullying issue because I think we need to talk about it. If kids are being
There are powerful new voices joining the anti-bullying chorus, including country singer Reba McEntire.
There's a reason why these kids are bullying other children. There's something in their heart, in their makeup, whether they are insecure or they've been bullied before, that they want to get back. They want to hurt like they've been hurt. We need to take a step deeper into what's going on with these kids who are bullying other children. It applies to adults, too.
And Nick Patrica, lead singer of the band Walk the Moon.
It's so tough. It can be really scary out there, especially when you feel alone. And it's so important to remember that you are not alone. There are people out there just like you, and there's love out there.
Jamie Rademeyer of Buffalo, New York, found strength in the music and persona of Lady Gaga.
She makes me so happy. And she lets me know that I was born this way. I'm doing fine. I went to the Moss Ball and now I'm liberated. So it gets better.
For many young people, it does get better. With acceptance and a network of supportive friends and family members, kids who are picked on can stand up to the bullies. But this is a cautionary tale about parental involvement, about care and concern for and among young people, those being bullied and those doing the bullying.
I have so much support from people I don't even know online. They're so nice and caring, and they don't ever want me to die. And it just is so much support for me.
But the harassment at school and on social media was too much for 14-year-old Jamie Rademeyer. Not long after he made this video, he took his own life. What to some may be harmless schoolyard behavior, to others may be devastating. Michelle.
Thanks, Jim. There are resources available if you think your child is being bullied. They include Stop Out Bullying, Peace First, and StopBullying.gov, an effort that has the support of the President and First Lady.
This isn't an issue that makes headlines every day, but it affects every single young person in our country.
And it's something that we care about, not only as President and First Lady, but also as parents.
Stay involved with your school and teachers and talk with your kids and keep the conversation going.
Coming up, a little planning goes a long way. How to create healthy and delicious school lunches while staying on budget. After this.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts from the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Attention all moms and dads. Do you give your children vitamins? Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies are making it so easy for you. If you have a child between the ages of 3 to 12, we're giving away children's 30-count gummies multivitamins every month for an entire year. Just stop by, sign up, and leave with a free bottle of children's vitamins. It's that easy, and the kids love them too.
They taste great too.
Get your free children's vitamins at these participating medicine shop pharmacies.
Come visit Jerry and the rest of my staff at the medicine shop pharmacies in Troy, Missouri, on Centerline Drive, in Montgomery City, Missouri, on South Sturgeon, in Peabody, Missouri, at Commercial Boulevard and Highway Z, and now Ellsbury Pharmacy in Ellsbury, Missouri, is a member of the Medicine Shop family, too.
Come visit Brandon and the pharmacy staff at the Medicine Shop at 625 North Euclid, in the heart of the Central West End. We offer fast, friendly service with free delivery.
Visit John and Patty Zuzak at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Sappington, Missouri, on Gravois.
See Steve Burge at the Granite City, Illinois Medicine Shop, 1529 Johnson Road.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware in Webster Groves.
Isn't our store in Ladue?
Well, yes, but I bought Mac Hardware in Webster Groves.
When did this happen?
Well, Bob and Jim McGarriel called me in February to say they were ready to retire and ask if I was interested in buying Mac Hardware.
Sweet! Do we have grills in Webster?
Yes, we have Weber grills and Smokin' Brothers smokers.
What about screen repair?
Of course.
Valspar paint?
We have Valspar paint and Cabot deck stains.
Fun and friendly service from a knowledgeable staff?
It wouldn't be Schnars without it.
Well, I'm excited.
This means we have to change our tagline.
Will we actually have popcorn? Because it's a key element of the tagline.
I have ordered the popcorn machine, so it'll be there. Ready?
Yes.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
Now with two locations. Wow, it's weird saying that.
Really? Let me try. Now with two locations. Yes, that is different, but exciting, eh? So stop by and see us at 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue, or call us at 314-993-0910.
Or 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves, 314-961-4522.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Free concerts, free fireworks, and more at Celebrate St. Peter's Friday and Saturday, September 18th and 19th at 370 Lakeside Park. KTRS presents Rogers and Neenhouse followed by Poco on Friday night starting at 7. On Saturday night, it's Firefall followed by Burton Cummings. Plus, they'll be carnival rides, food, kids activities, free parking at Shuttles 2 at Celebrate St. Peter's Friday and Saturday, September 18th and 19th at 370 Lakeside Park. Check it all out at stpetersmo.net.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
Welcome back to ABC Radio's Back to School Survival Guide. Once again, ABC's Michelle Franson.
It's one of the biggest challenges, making time, especially when school starts. There's work, shopping, orientation, meetings, activities, cooking, and not enough hours in the day. Even Ferris Bueller knew this.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Well, we're going to show you ways to slow the clock down and make that time work for you. On her website, I Am That Lady, frugal living expert Lauren Groopman offers tips on everything from budgeting and planning for the school year to the impressive feat of packing your freezer with a month's worth of meals for pennies on the dollar. She says all it takes is one night in the kitchen, some pots and pans, and a little elbow grease.
90 minutes. And, you know, you're working hard for 90 minutes, but if you think about it, like 90 minutes and $150 is so worth that 90 minutes because then you don't have to think about it the rest of the month.
Whoa, that almost sounds too good to be true. But Lauren says planning, budgeting, and preparing ahead will give you more control and reduce stress.
When I don't have dinner plans prepared, I usually start stressing about it at around 9 o'clock in the morning. Like, what am I going to do for dinner? I don't know what to do. So just to know that I already have a month's worth of dinners in my freezer, it just helps me like relax a lot more throughout the day so I can focus on the kids and on work and on, you know, my husband and other things.
Lauren says it all starts with the budget.
You know, on November 1st, we'll budget the whole month of November out ahead of time. So then we know exactly what we're spending, you know, on groceries every week, what our mortgage is.
Next, it's time to map out those meals.
Planning is key. And there's this statistic that for every 1 hour you plan, you save yourself 4 hours of execution.
I like that. The plan is not one size fits all, though. If you have kids who like to cook, prepare meals together. Call a family meeting and have your kids make a list of their loves and must-have foods.
If you know what your kids like, if they like waffles for breakfast every morning, then make waffles in you know, a huge batch and put them in the freezer.
Another key ingredient to cooking for kids. I'm so fancy. Instead of being so fancy, keep it simple.
For us, we're just trying to hold on to all of those moments as much as we can and really take it easy. It's okay to have, you know, pancakes or fruit and crackers or something like that. You know, don't make it such a big deal.
So don't overthink it?
Yeah, don't overthink it.
Now is the best time to be freezing your kids' favorite fruits like blueberries and strawberries. A taste of summer you can thaw on demand. And this is a tough one for many of us. Parents have to be willing to compromise to stay focused on the bigger picture.
When kids start out, I see, you know, at school, I see all like these nice little lunch boxes with bunny rabbit muffins. And, you know, like the parents are really trying really hard to be like perfect. And then by the end of the school year, everybody's just like throwing like yogurts and packaged stuff in there because they're just over it.
Lauren admits to being one of those parents who was over it. She says, find what works for you.
Now that I do freezer cooking and I only do it like one, you know, night a month, I actually enjoy cooking again because I'm not so stressed out about it.
All that planning and prepping ahead of time, Lauren says, will pay off.
To put good, healthy food on the table, not eat out, it helps decrease your budget because you're not spending money on those things, you know, last minute things like eating out and that kind of thing.
Saving money and time better spent with family. There are many takeaways from this back to school guide and tips you can add to your kit to help simplify, save money, and find time so you and your family can not only survive, but thrive this school year. Thanks for listening. Class dismissed.
ABC Radio's Back to School Survival Guide was hosted by ABC News correspondent Michelle Franson.